Buckeye Show presents Buckeye Superlatives.
Why don't I just lead you off here? I don't know if you've been with us for Buckeye Superlatives before. Yeah, this is something that Beamer and I used to do when we were just having fun shooting the breeze on Saturdays for that old 12-3 show.
Yeah.
And we just merged it into a Buckeye type thing. So I'll start it by saying this. I am not looking to start a riot here, but for someone that works in college football as a broadcaster as I do,
yeah,
the idle week or bye week, whatever you prefer to call it, is one of the best things ever. I'm sorry. I know that means no Buckeyes, but you do like to take a deep breath every now and then,
right?
Not have to freak out about what kind of big game is coming up, because every time you walk into a big week, there is that chance, that fear factor that the season could wind up being in jeopardy as far as your national title hopes are concerned.
Yeah.
And in this point in time, it's even more beautiful. You're 6-0. You just whipped Nebraska and Michigan State, the big games on your schedule.
Right.
You whipped Cincinnati, didn't let them score. Now the Bearcats are also ranked, so that's cool. And for me personally, selfishly, I get to relax, get a Saturday, and just hang out and watch everything else develop.
No, I love that.
I love it.
I'm locked in with you, Tim, and I can't wait to just be a bum on Saturday
and just post up.
May not even shower on Saturday.
No.
Just get up, brush your teeth, go straight to the couch,
naked,
put on game
from the waist
day,
down.
Winnie the Pooh style. You know how I do it. My first one for the Buckeye Superlatives today, Timmy, is I don't care what happens the remainder of the season. If everyone is healthy, when we get to the NFL draft, Chase Young should be the number one overall pick. Over all the quarterbacks, over everybody else in college football, I don't care. I don't love these quarterbacks where you talk about Tua, Herbert, Fromm, all of these guys, right? Chase Young, Tim, I know what I'm getting. He's second in the country in sacks right now with 8.5. My first one, Chase Young should be the lock number one pick for the NFL draft.
It's not tanking for Tua. It's chasing for Chase.
Ding. I love it. Like, that's where I'm at, man. Like, this dude's a freak show.
I'd like to thank the listeners of this program for throwing out some great ideas for what you would call that whatever tanking for Chase Young situation. How we got those cool, the suck for luck,
yeah,
tank for Tua.
Yeah.
It was right in front of my face the whole time.
Chasing for Chase.
Chasing for Chase.
Maybe we'll get a couple tweets on that. Yeah, see what we got. I'm telling you, the Dolphins, they're not trying to win. Teams like that in the league.
Oh, well, you got an interesting matchup this week because you've got two teams that don't want to win. It could be like the South Park episode of the Little League games
right,
where the kids are just smacking the fly balls right to the dude's gloves, right?
Yeah, yeah,
we want to be done here. Yeah. Dads care way too much. We're not about this.
Right. That's my
prepare
first one.
Prepare to be bad dadded. No, I mean, come on. You got the Redskins and the Dolphins. Somebody's got to lose.
Right.
No one wants to win that game.
Not at all. Maybe they'll tie.
They're not even playing Dwayne Haskins. We'll talk about that a little bit later on as we had the switch, the shift in Washington. I'll just hit you with this one. I had this third on my list, but since I just said that, you know, right here, I'm a huge Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a DC football fan right here. Hearing Ryan Day receive questions about coaching with the Washington Redskins gives me the most awkward thoughts I've ever had as a Buckeye fan.
Yeah.
Just total awkwardness.
Well,
you know why? For good and bad.
Well, of course, because you're thinking, man, you know, what could be with Dwayne? He comes to Washington. I got Terry McLaurin out here. The Buckeye thing is real out here in Washington. That could be a nice little marriage. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, not
Tim.
Just that. I don't wish that on my worst enemy. I wouldn't wish that job on
coaching
my
coaching for that franchise.
Biggest nemesis. And Ryan Day, dude, I like you too much. You're too good of a guy.
Look,
for me to send you to DC to work for that bloodsucker Dan Snyder.
Tim, I think, is it fair to say,
I'd rather go to hell before work for Dan Snyder.
Is it fair to say that from this point on, every offseason from here on out, we will hear Ryan Day to the NFL rumors, every single one? Because think, first year for Lincoln Riley, we heard it every offseason. For the rest of his career at Ohio State, we'll be hearing that. My second superlative for today is, look, I understand that J.K. Dobbins is running out of his mind right now, but I have a soft spot in my football heart for Master Teague, and I need to find a way if it's at all possible, Coach Day, I'm talking to you. Can we get Master Teague some more love? We'll save J.K. Dobbins for later in the season, for the Big Ten Championship game, hopefully college football playoff and all that stuff, the game. But for these next three games, can we get Master Teague a 20-touch game? Please, I want to see this guy continue to do what he's doing. Tim, I mean, this was a nice little surprise for Buckeye fans and this team, I'm sure, right?
Sure is.
Him coming out
is a big concern.
He was nicked up throughout the summer and early on. Nobody really knew what he was going to be able to do. He's come on. I think he's averaging a little bit over 6 yards per carry,
6.3. He's got 416 rushing yards.
Think about that, right? I mean, we came into the season, had no idea who was the backup. That was one of my biggest concerns for this squad is, who's going to give J.K. Dobbins a blow when he's tired?
Maybe a hot take here is if Master Teague hits the 1,000 mark. Because you know a football season, that was the other thing I was going to say about how we're doing the halfway mark checks. Yeah. It's not really the halfway checkpoint when you're the Ohio State Buckeyes. You don't play 12.
No.
You play 14 and hopefully 15.
Yep.
And those all count.
Right.
Those all count in season statistics. So a little outside the box hot take might be Master Teague hitting 1,000 yards. Going over the, it's not the century mark, the
grand mark.
The grand mark. Yeah, whatever you say.
But Tim,
when you go over the 1,000-yard mark,
think about how good he's going to be in the next couple years. Retro freshman, right?
Oh, he's tough. He's physical. He finishes his runs.
Yes.
Factor him in a little bit earlier in the game plan is what you're saying. And I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
You can spell J.K. Dobbins a little bit more. And I think he'd be all the better for it. That way, J.K. Dobbins is more fresh late in the game. And it doesn't just have to be Master Teague, the finisher. I do like him in that role, though. Because he is bigger,
man,
and he punishes more at the end.
You talk about third, fourth quarter, right, when defenses are gassed.
Yeah.
He's coming off the sideline with fresh legs. Good formula for the Buckeyes, no doubt.
My last superlative for the segment is Ben Victor. I can't even believe it. Ben Victor is the leading receiver for this football team. I don't think of him as that. I think of him as what I was going to say. He's the most X-iest X-factor guy for the Buckeye offense because he can drop an 80-yard touchdown pass like he did, but then he can make right up for it on the next possession and do what he did when he put that cleat in the ground on 22
on the sideline on Michigan State sideline.
Whoever 22
Josiah
was.
Scott.
No, it wasn't
That's
him
their
then.
Guy.
It wasn't Josiah Scott because it was 18 then. It was, I'd have to look up. But he put that cleat in at the 20, and the guy didn't have a prayer.
Definitely an X-factor guy. You talk about that big touchdown grab that he had in the game, right? And then you can go to a play, Tim, where he drops a dime from Justin Field just on a lack of concentration.
It was the best throw of the night.
Beautiful
that he
throw.
Dropped, and we
great
were struggling.
Route by Benjamin Victor, right? And he dropped it there. But he is definitely an X-factor type of guy, having a strong season, no doubt.